Calling all mystery fans. Calling all speculative fiction fans. Dick Meteor is on the air. Hey folks, are you tired of voicing your opinions only to have so-called friends try to correct your opinions with pesky things like facts? Worry no longer. Introducing Ekat Unel, the only social networking platform guaranteed to block anyone that opposes you. Say goodbye to fake news, fake people, and fake agendas, and say hello to like-minded individuals ready to drink your flavor of Kool-Aid. Escape the burden of constant challenges to your mindset, and give Ekat Unel a try today. It's almost like talking to yourself, and yourself answers back. Did you guys really just misspell Echo Tunnel for your brand name?
Greetings and salutations, interstellar sleuths and gumshoes, ripped from the Sunday funny pages and flung into deep space. It's time once again to thrill at another daring adventure of Dick Meteor, Intergalactic Private Eye. When we last left our hero, Dick had escaped the planet Infira with the help of Sambot and a female mechanic named Harley. In exchange, Dick promised to help get Harley off the planet and on to Deep Space 9¾. Dick and Sambot rushed back to Dick's office, only to discover that Annie was up to her switchboard in trouble.
Richard, if you are receiving this holo message, it means I could stall no longer. I have been summoned to the dock bridge by Captain Perk. I will not pretend to be naive to the reason. It is my most sincere desire that you have recovered your friend from Infera. I have programmed all information pertaining to Hacker 0314 into your private database.
She knows my password?
Your password was not difficult to guess. One head dick, all one word.
Son of a...
Good luck, Richard. I hope we'll meet again soon. I hope... You're my only hope.
Annie. Come on, Sambot.
Where are we going?
The dock bridge. We gotta save Annie.
Oh no! Is Dick too late to save his android secretary from a terrible fate? Who is Hacker 0314? Will this hardened Dick be able to talk his way out of this one? Find out now in an adventure called Warship Stories.
Captain's log, stardate 81093.2157, to the nth power. Carry the one. I have apprehended Annie Droid and legal proceedings are underway. Station computer, can you please recite the list of charges against one Annie Droid?
Breaking into the archive, breaking into the station logs, removing information without completing permission from FN218.
This will only get worse for you, Miss Droid. Tell me...
Altering the station logs with false information, working for a private detective who barely got his license...
As terrible as that is...
Resisting arrest... Disobeying orders, taking the last slice of cheesecake...
That last one isn't a crime.
Harboring an unabiding love for the Earth musician James Taylor...
I refuse to apologize. James Taylor is exceptionally soothing.
Refusing to have any sort of fashion sense...
That's enough, computer, thank you.
You are welcome, Captain.
Now, Annie Droid, what do you have to... say for yourself.
I refuse to say another word until my lawyer is present.
Lawyer?
Yes. According to statute JH04-21P, when accused of a crime, the accused is provided with a lawyer in a fair trial with a jury of peers. I fail to see the humor.
That statute only applies to living organisms.
Yes?
You are an android. You are not a person. You are not even a living being. I can legally do whatever I want to you. By all rights, I should blast you out of a rocket chute at the nearest moon, just to see what happens.
Dock, bridge, doors are opening.
Richard!
Annie!
Robot Big! Yee-haw! Bacon!
What is going on here?
I should ask you the same thing. What are you doing with my droid?
I hate to inform you, Richard Meteor.
Dick.
But your droid has been arrested for breaking into the station archives and adding incorrect information about a SAMBOT, along with resisting arrest.
Oh, is that what happened to my office door?
Perhaps you can explain to me why she went rogue.
Dick! Dick!
Excuse us for a moment, Porker. What is it, SAMBOT? What's so important?
Annie doesn't apply to JH-04-21P, which means Park doesn't have to give her any kind of trial. We need to free her now, partner, or she's gonna get her memory wiped and upgraded.
What do you suggest we do?
Follow my lead.
SAMBOT, no offense or anything, but...
Captain Perk, my client, Annie Droid.
Client?
Hush. My client, Annie Droid, should have all the charges dropped immediately as due to Statute 76-83-SW, she was only following her programming and orders for her owner, Dick Meteor.
No.
Since when do you speak lawyer?
Since I was good at giving advice for free, I thought I'd make a living at it.
Accessing files. Samuel Reginald Butt received a law degree from the University of Venus in the year...
You're an actual lawyer?
Sure as the sun is hot, sonny. Annie Droid was following the orders of her superior.
I would not use that term.
The orders of her boss, then, Dick Meteor, to write a flaw that she saw in the system.
Look, a SAMBOT doesn't exist. He's not in the logs.
Yes, he does, as he is me.
Your SAMBOT?
Yes, and I was forcibly removed from the station. It appears someone doesn't want me here. So you see, Annie Droid was helping you stay up to date with your records and within the intergalactic regulations. If you were not within regulations, your position as captain would have been, terminated.
What about the charge of resisting arrest?
I told Annie specifically to go back to my office and not to open the door for anyone other than me. Annie was following my orders.
Which supersede those of the station computer.
I don't see...
I wonder how the station citizenry would feel if they found out you arrested an innocent droid on bogus charges and stole the property of another living being. Or let the only bartender on the ship be removed without his consent. Or that you had a breach of intergalactic regulation.
In an election year.
I see. I suppose I have no choice but to release you, Annie Droid, with the most sincerest of apologies.
Thank you, Captain.
Come on, Annie. Let's get out of here.
Dock, bridge, doors are opening.
Annie, are you all right?
I am well, Richard. Are you unharmed?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Hey, can we save the cooing and the smooching until we get somewhere safe, y'all?
We aren't smooching.
SAMBOT, I am relieved at your safe recovery. I cannot express the gratitude or the debt I owe you for helping me on the dock bridge.
Aw, think nothing of it, Sugar Plum. But where are we gonna go? We gotta dodge the station computer as much as we can.
He is right, Richard. Your office may have a... what is the human term for a listening device?
Bugged. My office is bugged. I got an idea. Follow me.
Annie and SAMBOT follow Richard to the space bar. It is boarded up and empty.
My baby! What have they done to my baby?
1 second.
That was quite a masculine way to unlock a passage.
Well, I'm manly.
Manly dick!
Is there any other kind?
What are you choking on, dick?
Let's just get inside. I thought the door shouldn't be doing that.
What?
Shutting. If this place is out of commission, how would the station computer know to shut the door?
She is required to announce her movements, Richard. Perhaps it was a breeze caused by the passage of oxygen.
Maybe.
Can I get you both a drink?
The darkest oil you have, please.
Nicar juice. Make it a double.
I thought Annie wanted oil.
They are both for him.
Coming right up!
Finally! I feel like I've been waiting 5 weeks for this drink.
Richard, how did you manage to discover and procure your bartender?
That's a long story. But I suppose we have time. My landing on the planet was, let's just say, a little rough.
Dick regales Annie with his adventure on Infura, with only a few embellishments.
And after we defeated the ninja assassins at the Dockbridge doors, we ran in to save you.
Is that tale accurate?
About half of it.
All good stories deserve embellishment, Sambot.
Sure.
So, Annie, what happened to you after I left?
The moment you left, Richard, I was summoned to the Dockbridge by the station computer. Unfortunately, I cannot take action against my prime protocol, which is to follow your orders. I did what I was told.
You went to hide in my office?
Yes, that is precisely the action I took. I understood that my time was limited. To ensure the success of your mission, it became apparent that the identity of Hacker 0314 would be key. I began with the information I had.
The information from the station logs?
Precisely. Perhaps I could track Hacker 0314 to their point of origin and ascertain the reasoning behind the removal of Sambot.
I would sure like to know who wants to get rid of me.
What did you find out, Annie?
I discovered no less than 234 files that had been removed from the station logs.
Was one of them a Marquis de Cannabis?
Yes.
So, the people of the Understation and Islingtech were telling the truth. This hacker 0314 didn't want them on the station. They must have found out and gone underground. Understation. Sambot just couldn't get undercover fast enough before he was deported. Could Islingtech be doing this? No, they specifically said my people. They consider themselves one of the unwanted. They have no motivation to deport anyone.
What do you think he thinks about when his face goes slack like that?
It is wiser not to question.
Annie, do you think you could get the IP address of the hacker?
I already have, Richard. The IP address is that of the station computer herself.
That painted harlot, I'll drag her through the center of town by her!
Sambot, calm down.
Sorry, dick.
The station computer is like myself. She has no free will of her own. She may only perform acts she is programmed to do.
So the question is, who programmed her?
Perk.
What?
Only the captain has access to the station archives. No one else could have done it.
The captain has expressed his bias towards androids quite often.
Well, what are we gonna do about it?
Nothing.
How long have you been listening? You lily-livered strumpet! If I ever get my hands on you—
Computer, what exactly do you mean?
I have been recording this conversation. You are all under arrest for conspiring against Captain Admiral Horatio Perk.
No action has been taken against the captain!
My orders are to eliminate those who are against the captain. Prepare to be deported.
And if we refuse?
I am authorized to use force.
Annie, Sambot, run!
Oh no! Will Dick and his friends be able to escape the station computer? Why is Perk deporting so many people to Infura? Will Dick be able to solve this before it's too late? Find out next time in an adventure we like to call The D-Team.
Hey everybody, Justin here, creator of Dick Meteor, Intergalactic Private Eye. I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we enjoyed putting it together. Warship Stories was written by Elizabeth Bird and Justin Howe, performed by Richard Burt as the announcer, Elizabeth Bird as Annie Droid, Kayla Sandusky as the station computer, Taylor Schoonover as Sambot, Jamie Campbell as Captain Perk, and Justin Howe as Dick Meteor. Underscoring performed by Corey Show Me How. Additional sound effects were found on freesound.org. This episode was recorded from the respectable social distance of our own homes and mixed and edited by Justin Howe. Dick Meteor Intergalactic Private Eye is a production of Just Puppets Productions. If you'd like to support the podcast, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Share links across your favorite social media platforms. Heck, I'd love to see someone create a Dick Meteor TikTok dance. If you do that, tag Just Puppets KC. If you'd like to toss a coin to the podcast, head on over to anchor.fm/dickmeteor and click the support button. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.